From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We begin this hour with a new twist in the war in Syria. Rebels are now fighting other rebels in the north of the country. A fractious collection of rebel groups has come together to challenge Islamist extremists who are linked to Al-Qaeda. Those extremists, many of them experienced fighters, were once welcomed by rebels and civilians alike in the revolt to unseat Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But their brutal tactics have instilled fear and resentment. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, this rebel-on-rebel fighting has now spread to Raqqa, a provincial capital and extremist stronghold.
To understand why Syrian rebel groups turned against the Al-Qaeda affiliate known as ISIS, or the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, you just have to talk to Syrian activists. They were the first victims of Al-Qaeda's ruthless ways, says journalist Adnan Haddad, who fled Syria after the group targeted him.
I think it's about, you know, feeling afraid of being tortured and feeling afraid of getting kidnapped.
You were kidnapped?
For 3 days, yeah.
Why do you think they kidnapped journalists?
Just, you know, a typical Al-Qaeda kind of thinking. You know, they just don't want activists and journalists to cover the violations they commit.
But the violations became well known after ISIS took over Raqqa, the only major city in rebel control, pushing other rebels out of the city last May. Chris Looney, a Washington-based Syrian analyst, says ISIS made a dramatic gesture on the first day of its rule.
On May 14th, when ISIS came and took control of Raqqa, it executed 3 men in the town square in front of hundreds of people. And that really announced its presence in a very brutal way and set the tone for how ISIS would govern in Raqqa.
Back then, ISIS allowed a Syrian media center to post a video of the execution. When armed fighters in face masks pushed their captives to their knees and shot them at point-blank range. Soon after this event, ISIS created its own media organization, publishing a newspaper and releasing videos on YouTube. That's when local journalists started to disappear, kidnapped by ISIS, says journalist Rami Jarrah. He operated a radio station in Raqqa until ISIS seized the broadcasting equipment and arrested one of his reporters, last seen in ISIS custody.
He was badly beaten and bruised from head to toe, and that he was left only in his underwear, and that he'd basically been tortured.
ISIS moves swiftly to end any dissent in Raqqa and across northern Syria, he says, kidnapping more than 60 citizen journalists.
I can tell you that Raqqa now, there's a total absence of any activism or real citizen journalism.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone from Raqqa.
Now, Jarrah and other activists have set up media outlets across the border in southern Turkey.
R-A-D-I-O-A-N-A-S-Y, Radio Anasy, Najakum Radifas.
This is Radio Ana, broadcasting news and call-in shows from a studio near the Syrian border. Jarrah and his co-host tell listeners they're reporting the real news inside Syria. This is a media battle for hearts and minds in territory controlled by ISIS. But they're up against a well-funded transnational organization, says Chris Looney. These are Sunni extremists from Iraq, later joined by thousands of radicals from around the world. The war in Syria, he says, has given ISIS renewed strength and safe havens along the Syrian-Iraqi border. Looney and other analysts say that ISIS funds its Syrian operation from money collected in Iraq. Estimates vary from $5 to $8 million every month.
It's mostly through extortion, also criminal activity.
And Looney adds what ISIS has done with that cash is ensure its control of Raqqa's economy.
Citizens have become dependent on ISIS for the provision of goods and services. They feel like if they can provide for the community and establish themselves as the only group that Raqqans are able to turn to, it will generate some support for them among the community.
Much of that support vanished this week as the new rebel coalition challenged ISIS. In the first days of the fighting, rebels captured an ISIS prison in Raqqa and released 50 captives posting this video. But in recent days, ISIS has mounted a counterattack to defend their most important base of operations. And today, residents report a city without power or water, the hospital abandoned, and bodies lying in the street. Deborah Amos, NPR News.